Around. Jacaranda FM. Jacka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now. Pretoria vandag op na 29, Johannesburg 27 en Rustenburg 'n maksimum van 32 grade.
In Bedford View is daar verkeer, dis by N3 Noord in die rigting van die Kalulies wisselaar.
In your sport, Australian TV presenter Tony Jones makes an apology to Novak Djokovic after his comments cause a storm, and seven-time Formula One champion Lewis Hamilton takes his first steps as a Ferrari driver.
The son of former Generations actress Sonia Mbele has been granted R1,000 bail following his arrest on charges of rape. Danelle Mbele is accused of raping his 17-year-old girlfriend in December last year in Morningside, Sandton.
The charges stems from a complaint laid by his girlfriend about alleged incidents of rape.
Mbele appeared in the Randburg Magistrates Court yesterday, where the NPA's Pindim Jonandwane says the case was postponed until the 10th of February. The state says it's probing whether the more than half a million rand in hard cash that was discovered at the house of Darren Wilkin could be the proceeds of crime. Wilkin is accused of accessing, possessing and distributing child sexual abuse material after more than 10 million videos and images depicting the sexual abuse of minors were found on his electric devices during a search and seizure operation in his Midrand home last week. The 35-year-old appeared briefly in the Randburg Magistrates Court and he's expected back in court next Tuesday. More at jacarandafm.com. Click on news. To the news in America that has the whole world in a firm grip.
The golden age of America begins right now. We will be the envy of every nation and we will not allow ourselves to be taken advantage of any longer. The scales of justice will be rebalanced.
Donald J. Trump is back in the White House after he was sworn in last night as the 47th president of America. In his inauguration speech, Trump said even though he was hopeful and optimistic about America's future, there were a number of challenges that he plans on taking on head on.
First, I will declare a national emergency at our southern border, and we will begin the process of returning millions and millions of criminal aliens back to the places from which they came.
Trump kept that promise and others when he signed off a string of executive orders just a few hours later. They include his office declaring drug cartels as foreign terror organizations. He also withdrew America from the Paris Climate Treaty and the World Health Organization. The Department of Government Efficiency, expected to be headed by Elon Musk, has now been signed into law. And Trump pardoned about 1,500 people charged with the storming of the Capitol building in Washington in 2021. What is not clear yet is whether Trump is going ahead with everything he promised in his speech.
A short time from now, we are going to be changing the name of the Gulf of Mexico to the Gulf of America.
Meanwhile, it was a late night. Trump and First Lady Melania attended a number of galas. The special guests at the Liberty Ball was the Village People, who provided the anthem to Trump's campaign. Afterwards, Trump then told the Village People.
They hit number one for the last 3 weeks and they are beating every other record recording.
More about everything that happened in Washington yesterday. It's on our news blog. I'm Gerda de Souza. En net weer jou hoofnuus. Die uur, 23-jarige seun van 'n bekende aktrise is in hegtenis geneem op klagtes van verkrachting.
Nothing makes sense to me anymore.
I agree with you 100%.
Lost grip on what is predictable, logical, after the YMCA, Village People, chosen by Trump of all the songs in the world. But I suppose it's all psychological, it's all politics, you know, it seems inclusive and
a catchy tune that he likes.
Yeah, with a lot of history to it, yeah. I guess,
yes.
But it does look bizarre. it really does. I mean, you look at this and you go, yeah, okay, is he chatting to the cop?
Yes. Did you hear what he told the cop?
From the Village People, what?
You're a very talented guy.
Oh, there you go.
Okay.
Oh.